It's time for MIA. Music, idiots, alcohol.
That's right, folks. I'm a good man to have around.
Not.
No? Is that... That's not what it said?
Not.
I thought that's what it said. I could have swore. Folks, we're fixing to let Caleb take it over here in just a minute.
Check one, two.
Just a minute. Oh, yeah, we got the check one, two going. And, but, you know, Texas Radio 1. And if you want to listen to us any other time other than right now, live here at the establishment, you can go to TexasRadio1.com and push the play button. Just push play.
You can still do that right now, too. You can listen to it.
Yeah.
It's www.texasradio1.com.
So if you're listening right now, go to texasradio1.com. Oh, wait.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I see what you did there.
And if you are, then you hear us right now.
I like it.
Push the button. You can hear us twice.
You hear it again?
That would probably really annoy everyone. Even the people sitting at the same table with you.
Anyway. I don't think anybody understands what we're saying. Who knows?
So I'm not Johnny Cash, and this is MIA Live at the Brand. It's a little different. If you haven't noticed, Caleb, it's a little strange, right? Fred's looking at us like, I don't know who these guys are, but
Fred McIntosh.
But he's like, I was asked to be here. I'm here. So how you been, Caleb? He's like, yeah, I'm using the microphone now.
I've been okay. I broke 5 ribs a month ago, so I've been down a little bit. But
just
I'm,
a month ago you did that?
Yeah, a month and a half, 6 weeks, but still, you know.
Man, that's terrible.
Is that when you thought you couldn't swim for a moment?
I should have just fallen in the water, but instead I tried to save myself, and I landed on the dock, the marina where I work at. So I told all the guys that work for me, hey, never save yourself. Just go swimming. Don't try to save yourself.
The water is so much softer than
so much softer.
Especially if you're just falling from the dock, right?
Yeah, it's like 2-foot drop.
Just hit the water.
5 broken ribs, and a month and a half later, here you are. Mm-hmm. Still playing guitar and trying to sing.
Yeah, I couldn't. I'm trying to sing.
Right?
Well, I was trying to sing way before I broke those ribs.
See, I wasn't trying to go there. But Caleb, we're gonna let you take it over, man. Play us some tunes, and we'll pick on you in between.
Yeah,
we'll make sure we do.
Y'all know this one. I like to start the shows out with this.
All right,
here song's you go. Called "Knock 'Em Dead."
Come on.
For some reason, folks like to tell us musicians before we get on stage, "Hey, man, go break a leg, go knock 'em dead." When really, we just want to make people happy with our sad songs. One, two. Well, sailor boys, it's time to roll. We only got 8 hours to make it to the show. Crossing 13 rivers and 2 state lines. Boss lady said we're caning if we don't get there on time. Make them laugh, break their heart, they're only gonna remember what tears them apart. So lift them up, then it's off with their head. Make them feel alive, knock them dead. Will you learn a couple chords and it's go, Johnny, go. Poncho and Lefty and Copperhead Road. Then it's the bottom of the ninth and you're on the mound. Giving bread and circus, you're the baker and the clown. Make them laugh, break their heart, they're only gonna remember what tears them apart. So lift them up, then it's off with their head. Make them feel alive, knock them dead. Make them laugh, Break their heart, they're only gonna remember what tears them apart. So lift them up, then it's off with their head. Make them feel alive. Knock them dead. Hey, true story, that one. Nobody was hurt in the making of that song.
You just knocked him dead, Caleb.
I heard myself walking on a marina, but
I don't. What, did the cell phone survive whenever you fell?
Alrighty, I'm trying to wait a little bit to show you all the new ones because I probably got about 4 or 5 that y'all ain't heard yet. I'm not sure if any of them are good, but I got some new ones, you know. I'm going to tune up here. A tune gives a care. It's them guitar players that don't tune the guitars you should be worried about.
That's right. You're listening to Caleb Helscher right here on Texas Radio 1.
Texas Radio 1. I still ain't got it, Jimmy.
Playing the best country in Texas. Caleb, you're supposed to say daggum right.
Daggum right.
There you go. You got it. Yeah. I thought you were going to have it, brother.
I wrote this song driving a truck to Carolina. While driving said truck to Carolina, I listened to every song about Carolina. There's a lot of songwriters that have songs about Carolina. So I figured if I want to be a recognized songwriter, I need to have a song about Carolina. I wrote this song and I won't tell you what the name of it. You can probably guess it. I knew the pain to lose a lover, but not the pain to lose my best friend. See, I ain't going back to Carolina, 'cause Caroline's gone home. See, I ain't going back. Carolina, 'cause Carolina's those rowdy nights, they still linger. going back to Carolina, 'cause Caroline's gone home. See, I ain't going back to Carolina, 'cause Carolina's gone. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a song. I mean, I didn't even write that song about anybody. I just rhyme words with words and whatnot, and it turned out okay.
That's a good one. I like it.
And I used to try to be deep when it came to songwriting and whatnot. Like, you know, you got to find something you're passionate about and write, you know. And then it's just rhyming words and finding something that's cool. You know what I mean? I wrote a song in high school about a joke, and it's Red Redskins followed me around since. So I'm like, hey, man.
That's good.
We should probably save that to let them get a little bit more liquored up. You know what I mean? They're going to think it's that much more fun.
Coming soon, right?
I'll do you one new one here. I wrote this one. Oh, I got to tune my guitar again. I wrote this song leaving a gig, and I stopped by another bar. You know, should never do that, by the way. You should stick to one bar, you know what I mean? It's that second bar that gets you into trouble.
That's the bad one.
You know, either stay at the first bar longer or just go home.
Just go home.
Now it's that you stop at that second bar, that's when you get in trouble. But I stopped at said second bar, and there's a terrible band playing. I'm like, oh, this sucks. Got to go. And they had a line in their song that I think they used poorly, and it was head over heels. So I was like, I can use that line better. So on my way home, I wrote like the first half of this song, got halfway through the chorus, and then I got home. I made myself a quesadilla. And started playing a FIFA, and I know I'm pretty Hispanic looking at me now, but I'm I had a good start song. Next day, I'm telling my coworker, his name's Drew Daniels, he's also a songwriter, and I was telling him about this song, and I said, I just don't know where to go with the second verse, and he goes, how about you write about how much work sucks? I'm like, I like that, work does suck. So I kind of finished that second verse right then and there, got mostly done. And then I got off. I went to my mama's house to pick up my daughter. And I grabbed a guitar. I haven't played guitar yet to this song. It's just in my head. And I started playing guitar and found some chords I liked. And put the words, melody, made the song. And right where I stopped singing, because that was all the words I had, that's when my mom started singing. And she just finished the song for me. So this is one of those like less than 24-hour songs. And usually I like to edit, but I haven't edited nothing out of this. It happened like that, and it stayed like that. I still don't have a name for this song. If you have any ideas, please let me know. Some lady last week told me to call it Quesadilla, but... It's the way that you move when the day's moving slow. There's food in the fridge and nowhere to go. It's the end of the night, someplace downtown. We're dancing by the table like no one's around. And I don't know what to do about your loving. I don't know what to say, but I gotta say something. I'm
head over heels in ways I can't describe. I'm lost in the moment, I'm gone with the tide. Wherever I go, wherever you lead, well, life is worth living when you're loving me. Well, I get home from work and I'm mad at the world. My mood changes fast when I see our baby girl. She's got your smile and she's got my eyes. A love we both share we could never deny. And I don't know what to do about her loving. I don't know what to say, but I gotta say something. I'm head over heels in ways I can't describe. I'm lost in the moment, I'm gone with the tide. Wherever I go, wherever you lead, well, life is worth living when you're loving me. Don't know what to do about their loving. I don't know what to say, but I gotta say something. I'm head over heels in ways I can't describe. I'm lost in the moment, I'm gone with the tide. Wherever I go, wherever you lead, well, life is worth living when you're loving me. Well, life is worth living if you're loving me. Well, life is worth living when you're loving me.
Thank you.
Caleb, I don't recall hearing that song before.
I told you it was a new one. I told you.
Why'd your voice get so high when you answered that question?
Because it's a new one.
Well, I was busy. I was busy.
But I was busy writing other songs.
I like it. It sounds good. Yeah. No, it sounds good. I like it. Wait. I was trying to do the. I can't do that.
I still don't know what kind of like. I never was classically trained, obviously, at singing. I never was in choir. I played in the church band, but it was a guitar. But I can get high. I mean, you've seen me high. And I can get low. You've seen me low before. I just don't know where the correct placement of my voice should be.
Oh, okay. Copy there. So yeah. You do have more songs, though, right? That wasn't the last one.
Yeah, I got two more. Yeah, for sure.
two more.
At least two more you haven't heard yet.
Okay,
how about
okay.
That?
All right.
Well, you want to hear another new one so fast, or want to give it?
No, you play whatever you want to play, buddy. We're just here listening.
Yeah, I should probably play the new ones though before I forget them because they're still fresh off my mind. You know, fresh on my mind. I wrote this one last week, so let's see if I can remember all the words here. Song's called My Transmission's Going Out. And y'all won't guess what I wrote the song about.
Bad starter.
That's good. I know the words.
You got an old international or something?
Song's so new, you have to look up the words. No.
Have you even posted the words yet? How are you going to look them up?
Oh, I am this new thing called notes on my iPhone.
Oh, notes on your.
Oh,
okay. I was just checking.
Moving up in order.
No, I got to say, I work the day job and I got a gig that night and I play every Tuesday at a bar down the road and whatnot. And that's where I met these guys, actually. But
Storytelling Tuesdays.
I only got to play with my dog for 15 minutes, and that's how much time I had at the house. And I was getting in the car, and I literally said to myself, I got to play with my dog for 15 minutes, and it's off to my second job. I can't afford to quit it. And I'm like, oh, got to write this song now. And right about the time, my transmission went out. Got to play with my dog for 15 minutes and it's off to my second job. I can't afford to quit it. Ain't seen you in a couple of days. Can't wait. Ain't seen you since our schedules changed. Can't wait to catch up in a couple of days. Win and laugh, it's so hard. We were a couple of kids making out in the car. Still got the same wheels, can't drive too far. My transmission's going out. I look up and I see the stars. Wish you were here inside my arms. Scream as loud as I can with my heart. A transmission going out. Thanks, John. One pretty baby, one on the way. Her life looks so much different. Come payday, we bought the bar around is buying diapers and a month of ballet. Two proud souls doing what we can. I ain't hating the woman as long as you're loving the man. But we'll bicker from here to Kazakhstan. Win and laugh, it's so hard. We were a couple of kids making out in the car. Still got the same wheels, can't drive too far. My transmission's going out. I look up and I see the stars. I wish you were here inside my arms. So I scream as loud as I can with my heart. My transmission going out. My transmission going out. Do you hear me? Or do you believe me? Where do I get off? This wheel has no end.
Oh, no, hold on now.
Get off and work. Call your mama, pick up the kids, and we do it all again. Win and laugh, it's so hard. We were a couple of kids making out in the car. Still got the same wheels, can't drive too far. My transmission's going out. I look up and I see the stars. Wish you were here inside my arms. I scream as loud as I can with my heart. My transmission going out. My transmission going out. It's about a week old right there. Still working on that. Thank you. No transmissions were harmed in the making of the song. Only screwed up about five lines, but that's the best thing about singing original music to people that never heard you before. You can't tell, and I barely can myself. Well, let's do one you know, man. Want to do an accordion song?
Rhymes and Moon?
I'll do the first song I ever wrote to my lovely lady. When we first started dating, she told me I couldn't write songs for her because I wrote songs about all the other ladies and she did not want to be included with that group of people. Can't blame her. So I promised her I wouldn't write her a song, but I kept my word until I didn't. The worst part about this is when I couldn't tell her that I wrote the song for her, or else she was going to be mad at me. I couldn't tell her I wrote the song about another girl, she'd be way more mad at me. So I told her I wrote this song about absolutely nobody, and guess what, folks? She was mad at me, and that's when I knew she was the one. If you're a star, you'd be the brightest in the... Hold on. I think I messed up the words again already. I've known this song for a few years, too. Hold on. I got it now.
Is this one a week old as well?
I haven't played it in a while, to be honest with you, man.
I just messed with you, Ken. You got it.
I've been hired for dinner parties, been getting paid lots of music to be a breathing jukebox in the corner of the room. Haven't had many original shows, you know.
If you were a car, you'd be a Benz. I know I'd be a ragtop Stang with no back window. If you were a star, you'd be the brightest in the sky. I'd be shooting down over a Rocky Mountain high. So what I gotta do to make you mine? Ain't got a reason, just a rhyme about the moon. How it shines on you tonight. So come on, baby, let me change your name. You can be the tracks, I'll be the train. If you're a song, you'd be sung in church. I'd be 9-inch nails, I can make you hurt. If you chose to act, you'd be the star of the show. I'd be Hollywood, did be down on Skid Row. So what I gotta do to make you mine? Ain't got a reason, just to rhyme about the moon. How it shines on you tonight. So come on, baby, let me change your name. Be my sunshine to this Gulf Coast rain. You can be the tracks, I'll be the train.
True story, that one. Probably pick it up now, right?
I'll say, if y'all haven't noticed, Caleb's a bit of a storyteller. It's not like big stories, it's just a story. Right.
Yeah.
He's going to tell it and he's going to play guitar to it.
It's a story that just rambles on and on.
I haven't started playing those songs
yet.
Oh,
not yet. No, not yet.
You go now.
Go ahead, Caleb. Give us one more, buddy.
All right, I'll do one more. I did the last new one here. I'll do a couple more new ones for you. But I wrote this song after I crashed my car about a month ago into my wife's brother's car that was parked in my driveway.
Did your homeowners take care of it?
Was that one of those second bar nights or something?
One of those second bar nights.
Sorry, I had to bring that back up. I didn't know if that
was. Was this after or before you broke your ribs?
The day before. The day before.
And then the next day you fall and break your ribs. Man. Oh,
that's the funny part about it. She was so mad in the morning, man. She was so mad in the morning. About 3.5 hours later, I call her with 5 broken ribs, and she didn't have time to be mad. She had to be worried.
She did. She's like, what are we going to do about that second job of yours,
right? This song is called Learned It A Lot. I learned I can be stupid. I learned it a lot. When you flew home to Houston, you didn't call me to pick you up. I guess it's really over. I guess you're really gone. Another truck's headlights are gonna see where you come from. And it's crazy to think that I'll be lonely again. Mr. Burns, I learned I can be a jackass. I learned it a lot. I saw you at midnight mass out in the parking lot. I was talking about Jesus and different scripture I heard. You were holding your rosary while you flipped me the bird. And it's crazy to think that I'll be lonely.
How do you feel about that, Freddie Mac?
Took notice the times I got caught, but I put down the bottle, learned to swallow my pride. Yes, I'm facing demons instead of running to hide.
Y'all are cool.
And it's crazy to think that I'll be lonely again. I learned I can get better a little at a time. It's holding you in the moonlight. It's harder than moonshine. Yes, I'll do whatever. I'll swear off the world to be with you, darling. 'Cause you are my girl.
crazy to think that we'll never be lonely again.
True story, that one.
All right, y'all. Caleb Helsher
and Fred McIntosh. So,
Freddie Mac.
That's Freddie Mac. That's a great job there, Caleb.
I'm just surprised you learned it a lot.
I learned it a lot. I think when I do record that song, I think I'm gonna do learned with an ed, it, and a lot, one word. You know what I mean? I think it's the best way to go about recording that. Learned it a lot.
You know? Learned it a lot.
Learned a lot. That's right.
Hey, speaking of learned it a lot, though, Caleb, so I'm gonna go ahead and bring it up now.
Yeah.
Since you just finished that set, before we go on, I have to make a point to mention, even though you didn't bring that guitar with you tonight. I'm talking about the old guitar because I posted it on Facebook and everybody loved that. So
I live 5 minutes from here. I'm not going to go grab it on break.
That's save it. But everybody wants to know if you have a name for that guitar.
So Willie Nelson named his guitar Trigger off of Roy Rogers' horse.
Yeah.
I named that guitar Amigo off of Towns Van Zandt's horse. So his name's Amigo.
Amigo.
Amigo. Amigo.
Amigo. Amigo.
I can't believe I switched to this guitar about 2 months ago because that guitar is on its last leg.
Unfortunately, guitar looks like it's on its last leg.
I know Willie Nelson and I have a lot of similarities, but one of them that really differs is our bank accounts. And
that's a big difference.
And since I cut, yeah, cut mine my too. Hair,
yeah. Yeah,
I can't afford to fix that guitar, so I gotta hang it on the wall for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Anyway, everybody was curious about if he had a name for that guitar, but it did get mixed up a lot on the Facebook post.
Yeah, well, I don't get angry. You know, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't get angry when people say I look like Brad Pitt. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't hurt my feelings.
Me either. Of course, nobody ever says that.
Granted, no one's ever said that, but I don't think it hurt my feelings.
It's not going to hurt, right? It won't hurt your feelings. Well, thank you. Take a break. Get a beverage. I know you need another one because you already drank those three.
Right. We'll get Caleb back up here in just a little while. We're going to... Yeah, Caleb and Fred will be back up here in just about 30 minutes. Come up here and play some more music.
Be back for round two.
Yeah, for round two. We're going to do Redneck Rewind here in about probably 10 minutes.
Therefore, you need to remember this phone number.
That's right.
That
phone number. Go ahead.
936-333-1843.
That's 936-333-1843. That is the Texas Radio 1 hotline. You're going to want to have that number to be able to play Redneck Rewind. It's coming up in, like I said, about 10 minutes. Right now we're going to play the Statesboro Review. That's why we're leaving right here on Texas Radio 1, where we play the best country in Texas.
Daggum right.
Daggum right.
Hey, y'all, this is Jimmy. If you're looking for something to do on a Thursday night, well, let me tell you, we have a plan for you. Every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m., Jimmy, not Johnny Cash, and Mudbug are out at The Brand at 2111 Airport Road. That's right, every Thursday at The Brand, 2111 Airport Road. And we always have a new guest with us every week to bring you a little bit of acoustic flavor music. And we also play Redneck Rewind and the infamous Troubadour Trivia. It's always a great time. We have a lot of fun there. Great time for you to come out and have a good time and drink a couple of beers and listen to some great music and play some games and maybe win some prizes. You never know. You have the chance. You got to come out to play, though, at The Brand at 2111 Airport Road every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. MIA Live with the three beards from Texas Radio 1. All right, now you got it. You have a plan. We'll see you there. Bye.
What? I'm just kidding.
Him and Fred's been on break long enough. Matter of fact, they've been on break so long, Fred's freezing to death.
He had to put a sweater on.
It's really cold in here. Fred had to go put a sweater on. You know? I mean, I get it. It's cold over here. I'm sitting between two fat guys. I'm freezing to death.
Where?
What? Oh. What? Are you talking to me?
I'm not fat.
You just drink your wine and hug.
I'm in perfect shape. Round is a perfect shape.
Round is a perfect shape.
You can say that because they're brothers.
You would never think. I'm like, it's like 0-1-0.
That's correct. 0-1-0.
I'm like, yeah. I'm going to get a license plate.
You need a new joke.
If not, ever.
Hey, not everybody's heard that.
It's our area
joke's
code,
old,
Caleb.
Man.
It's old, but Caleb laughed.
If not ever had a football jersey with not on the back, it'd be 0-0.
Exactly.
At least I'm the one. All right, folks, we're going to turn it back over to Caleb Helscher for a little bit.
Come on, Caleb.
We don't have long. We're only here till 10 o'clock. So this is MIA Live at the Brand.
I believe we have a birthday in the audience, the birthday man. We'll call him
there
the
is a birthday guy.
American flag man. Hey, what is his name, everybody?
Happy birthday is happening.
I think
Steve? Steve, we're good with Steve.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
I thought it was that guy for a minute, but
no, it's Steve.
I guess it's Steve.
Steve, you're so lucky, man. I was out in the parking lot writing a song before I got here, and I figured.
See how he is?
I'd sing it for you now.
That's a songwriter, right there.
It's such a good song that you might even know it. You know? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Steve. Hey, Steve, put your hand up. Somebody buy him a shot, everybody.
Hey, let's go, Steve.
Happy birthday to you. I hope you get some tonight. I hope you get some tonight. I hope you get some cake and ice cream. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Steve. Someone buy him a shot now.
Happy birthday, Steve. From Texas Radio 1, The Brand, and Caleb Helscher and Fred Mack. What's Fred Mack?
How's it going?
How we say it?
I call him Mr. Pocket Waffle. No,
you said earlier, Freddie Mac.
Somebody now that Caleb's all primed up and ready to go.
Is that what we're calling it these days?
Yes, sir. That's what we're calling it.
and
an Uber.
Oh, what do you want to hear?
Well, I know two songs I want to hear.
I got to play all of y'all's requests.
I already know where I'd go. I'm not sure if they know, but I know.
I got to.
Well, you know Knott's favorite.
Texas Radio 1 wants to hear two songs.
We can do that one.
Okay.
We'll do that one first?
Yeah, do that one.
I wrote this song about a woman from Onalaska. Anybody know where Onalaska is? Yeah? I'm sorry too, buddy. No, I'm playing. I love East Texas now. This song's called East Texas Queen. I wrote this song about a girl who I never met before, actually. But my buddy was working a show down in Onalaska. He went outside and smoked one of them left-handed cigarettes. Some girl walked up to him. She was like, what you dipping there, cowboy? He said, Grizzly Wintergreen. And she said, Copenhagen. It's what I usually do, but Grizzly will do for now. He came back and told me the story about this woman. She deserves a song. It's called East Texas Queen.
Well, I fell in love with her under the pines at a church picnic on the 4th of July. She let me try some of her homemade muscadine. I fell in love with her under the pines. She said, howdy, partner, I'm Charlene. I said, you got the prettiest mouth that I'd ever seen. How would you like to be my East Texas queen? She said, howdy, partner, I'm Charlene. Now she's my East Texas queen. She dips nothing but Copenhagen wintergreen. She run naked through the meadow just to hear the birds sing. She's my He's Texas Crane. She got the nicest trailer in the park. You should see those Christmas lights shine all year when it gets dark. She ain't got much more, but she got this hillbilly's heart in the nicest trailer in the park. Yeah, she's my East Texas queen. She grew up on cornbread and collard greens. Ain't got all her teeth, but she's as pretty as could be. She's my East Texas queen. We got married that next June. We floating down the Frio for our honeymoon. 9 months later, we had Billy Bob and Peggy Sue. Oh, we got married that next June. She's still my East Texas queen. When the kids came around, we gave up our nicotine. She's the prettiest girl in the world, and she belongs to me. She's my East Texas queen. She's my East Texas queen. Well, she is my. Oh, she's my East Texas queen.
True story about something I made up, that one.
That's right. That song so reminds me of Cut and Shoot Texas, where I'm from. Oh. Are you all right over there? I said...
What, all right, that's Texas like, Radio what
is,
One.
Like, what
Caleb
is Caleb
Helscher
doing over there?
Live. I played your request. You know, I played your request, okay. And I'm happy. It's one of my favorite songs to play too.
That's an awesome song.
Love that song.
Love that song.
My wife hates that song because people think that she dips Copenhagen.
She does not dip.
What she's gonna have to learn is not all your songs are about her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and right. She has learned that the hard way, for sure.
Yeah.
She has learned the hard way. I've learned it a lot.
What you going to do next for us, buddy?
Which one's next? More storytelling.
I know you like Crime and Farming, but I should probably wait till there's less people around for that.
No,
you know,
man, that's a great song.
You know, that's the one I would definitely take.
It's not the best dancing tune.
No, it's not, but I love it. Farming don't pay. Neither does radio.
Yeah, we've been waiting for you to record the Texas Radio 1 version of that.
I should. It's really easy. I could teach Mudbug that lick, actually.
All right, see, I could do it.
That means you have true talent.
Could he play it on one of these miniature guitars we have, you think?
Just let me tune it real fast.
Might be a while to tune that with you.
My family comes from South Texas. That's where Mama met Daddy. Nueces County. My dad told me about a t-shirt he wore. Said, crime doesn't pay, neither does farming. I was like, I need to write that song. It ain't raining in Nueces County for going on 9 months.
Daddy couldn't fulfill all his children's needs and wants. I come home to find him crying in the barn. Said if we don't get no money soon, boy, we're gonna lose the farm. So I convinced him to saddle up. We rode out to the bank, tied the horses off near a water trough, but there was nothing to drink. And after an hour of waiting, said that we weren't getting alone. So I said, oh, wait up on me, pops, I'm taking the long way home. I saw some cowboy drifter just standing in the street, liquored up and wide-eyed, just another deadbeat. I said, hey there, cowboy, how would you like a ride? I'll trade you my mare for the colt there on your side. Now I ain't ever shot a gun like this in all my 16 years, but I figured no one else knew that, so I feared I'd be feared. I walked up to the bank, put the barrel at the tiller's head. Tears poured out his eyes, this is what he said. He said, crime doesn't pay. I said, neither does farming. You keep the money and I'll go away. I said, son, this is your last warning. Said, I got mouths to feed, kids in no shoes on their feet. Don't be so cold-hearted, but crime doesn't pay. Well, neither does farming. So I bought me a new horse, bandana up and hat down. I rode as fast as lightning just to get out of that town. I stumbled to the house, I pulled my new horse to a stop. I walked in through the back door, threw the money on the tabletop. Dad looked at the money, he said, boy, what you done this time? That sure ain't yours, and it sure ain't mine. He said, what the hell is wrong with you? Ain't you a God-fearing man? And I swear he chipped my tooth as my cheek caught the backside of his hand. He said, crime doesn't pay. Neither does farming. Just take the money and I'll get away. He said, son, this is your last warning. Said, you got mouths to feed, kids with no shoes on their feet. Don't be so cold-hearted, but crime doesn't pay. Well, neither does farming.
Got that one. All right. Uh-oh.
All right, well, Texas Radio 1, right here with Caleb. But right here, Caleb, help. Hey, crime doesn't pay, just so y'all know. And neither does farming or radio.
Radio!
But I'm excited about recording that for y'all. I got to record the song first. Like, you can't do the cheap.
That's the song we love that you do, because we always say to say, hey, crime doesn't pay, but neither does radio. So, hey, but we love what we do, because we're right here at the brand every Thursday from 7 to 10.
Texas Radio 1 MIA Live. Right now, we're with Caleb Helscher and Fred McIntosh.
Thank you, sir. And we're here with the boys from Texas Radio 1. Dadgum right.
Playing the best country in Texas.
I wrote this song a few years ago about not making it to Nashville. And my little sister gave birth and I wasn't there for my nephew. And wrote a song. It's called Family.
Well, hey, little sister, how you been? I hear you got a new boyfriend. Tell me that he loves you and he knows who I am. It's been so long, I don't know where to begin. How are mom and dad doing? Do they talk about me? The gypsy guitar, blue-eyed freak.
I saw that.
Who had it all made but chose to be free? Locked me on the door home, then threw away the key. But I trade all the Tennessee to be with you and the new nephew and the rest of the family. Someone's gotta play, yeah. Somebody's gotta sing. Well, I can't tell the difference between shackles and strings, but I trade on Tennessee. Don't know what it is, but it's something about the state. Could be all these fake smiles or all these foreign license plates. I need one with a cowboy, maybe a Lone Star right there on it. Down the farm to Margaret Road, chasing the wild blue bonnets. Have me spit seeds, cause I kicked those cigarettes with an old tape player, a Merle Haggard cassette. I know I don't call often, but don't think that I forget all the love you've shown and all the love you don't regret. Cause all the Tennessee to be with you and the new nephew and the rest of the family. But somebody's gotta play, yeah, and somebody's gotta sing. Well, I can't tell the difference between shackles and strings, but I trade all Tennessee. I trade all of Tennessee to be with you and the new nephew and the rest of the family. And somebody's gotta play, and somebody's gotta sing. Oh, I can't tell the difference between shackles and strings.
Good old song called Family, that one. Is John still here? Where's John? He bought me a beer. John Dahl, where you at? Nope. Is he over there? He bought me a Budweiser, so I got to thank him. Is that thunder, by the way, guys? Are we hearing? We're hearing thunder? Yeah. Hey, thank you for the beer, brother.
Yeah, John's hiding over there in the corner. Oh, there he is. He's got, making his way by now. But.
And the thunder hit right as the start of that last song. I was like, okay, cool, you know?
Yeah. So I thought you were going to break into Garth Brooks or something. Thunder rolls.
And the thunder rolls.
That would have been perfect timing. But not.
Are we allowed to do covers?
Say,
are we allowed to do covers?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
It's being a Garth. I mean,
Well, here we go.
I was trying to do Thunder Rolls, but it's been a while. But I can't play one of those, you know.
Okay. Well, this old highway's getting longer. Seem there ain't no end in sight. Sleep would be best, but I can't afford the rest. Got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. Call the hills, no one answered. The last 3 weeks, no one's been home. Yeah, she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see. Just kept a woman holding on so long. And all the white lights are getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to feel this damn old. All the cards are on the table, with no ace left in the hole. How much do you want to feel this damn old? Competition's getting younger. Tougher bronze, you know I can't recall. A worn out tape, crystal dim. Lonely women in bamboos. All the only friends I keep holding on. And all the white lights are getting longer. And the saddle's getting cold. How much too young to fear this damn old. And all the cards are on the table. And no waste left in the hole. How much too young to fear this damn old. How much too young to fear this damn old.
Thank you. Wrote that song on the way here with Garth Brooks. Actually.
There you go.
Hey, one of my favorite things about that song is Garth Brooks wrote that song to try to sell to George Strait. Yeah. All while making Chris LeDoux famous. Right. And then George never sang that song, obviously, until when Garth was inducted into the Hall of Fame. George Strait inducted him and played that song.
That's cool.
So that's the, you know.
That's good.
That's funny how stuff comes around like that. That's awesome.
It's a really cool song. Huh?
Yeah, it is a cool song. Yeah, but he put Chris Ledoux on the map with that.
He did, 100%.
Yeah, he did. And then Chris just blew up, man.
Yeah.
Texas Radio 1.
Hey, I'll do a cowboy song. Anybody here ever heard of Dacus, Texas? Anyone here ever heard of Dacus, Texas?
Sure have.
It's actually in Montgomery County, guys. Come on, y'all should know this stuff. Come on.
Be in Montgomery County, y'all should know. Come on.
I looked at a sign for Dacus one time, and I'm like, I bet cowboys live there. I'm going to write a song about it. Song's called Bastard Sons of Dacus. The bastard sons of Dacus, just some cattle driving lads. By the sweat of their brow, they earned honest what they had. They always had a firm hand, at least when they saw me. Yeah, strong and scared of nothing, only weakness was their whiskey. The family up and left them, so they made something of their own. But the boys went back to Dacus, because Dacus was their home. Lovers of the land, but they ever want to curse it too. When there's a stampede in a thunderstorm, what's an old cowpoke to do? They lost one of their own here, yeah, not too long ago. He was trampled by his own herd, just running the Rio Bravo. They cast his ashes into the air, to this day he still roams. But the boys went back to Dacus, because Dacus was their home. You know what you love, love what you know. The boys go back to Dacus, because Dacus was their home. Lovers of the land, but they ever want to curse it too. When there's a stampede and a thunderstorm, what's an old cowpoke to do? The bastard sons of Dacus never had too much to say. You could ask them about anything, they just politely turn away. Some people called them slow, but I know they were fast as hell. Cause if the wrong thing was said, well, you'd be dead, they'd be locked in jail. So they just assumed mind their own, cause they didn't mind to be alone. So the boys can get back to Dacus, because Dacus was their home. Know what you love, love what you know. And the boys go back to Dacus, because Dacus was their home. The ride ain't always easy, the saddle gets cold. But the boys go back to Dacus, because Dacus was their home. Whoa.
the bastard sons of Dacus roam around here for 50 odd years. When the last one croaked, I was the only one to shed a single tear. It's the same old story we've heard and read a half a million times, but nobody ever bothers to read in between the lines. The preacher was there, he said they moved on to a better place, but I knew those bastards well, I know that ain't the case. I miss heaven as ponies and prairies to roam. Then the boys are still in Dacus because Dacus is their home. You know what you love, love what you know. The boys are still in Dacus because Dacus is their home. The ride wasn't easy, the saddle is cold, but the boys are still in Dacus because Dacus is their home. Bastard sons of Dacus, just some cattle driving lads.
That's about a true story. I made up that one.
I thought maybe you forgot what chord to go to next.
I do that too. That's how you learn to, you know.
I didn't know if you were going to go to the fourth chorus or verse.
After this many years of playing, I should know what that means.
What are you trying to say?
How you doing over there, Freddie? Anything you want to do?
I'm supporting you.
All right, fine.
At least somebody's supporting him.
So he's here for you.
Well, like 6 months ago, my wife would get jealous. You know, yeah. Now, you know, she's just happy somebody. You know.
Yeah. Hey, so he's all here for you. He got you, bro. Way to go, Fred. Doing a good job.
I think I was gonna said it earlier, but Freddie and I's favorite band name, because we always come up with different band names, was the Pocket Waffles. So Mr. Freddie's a Mr. Pocket Waffle. Whatever that, we still,
that's actually
a pocket-sized waffle.
That's actually, it'd be a great name for a for like a punk band or whatever. Yeah. A Pocket Waffles.
You said a punk
Caleb
band?
Caleb Helscher and the Pocket Waffles.
Right here on Texas Radio 1.
I'm sorry, he's
speechless. Oh, one time.
I'm learning, guys. I'm learning, like, should I say it? Just keep it in.
Why not? Come on.
See, one time you were saying you were gonna change your last name.
I still think about it. Caleb Kane, always.
Caleb Kane?
I think it'd be cool to take my mom's last name.
Oh, yeah.
As an artist.
Yeah, it works.
You know what I mean?
That works.
Yeah, I can still see that with Pocket Waffles behind it.
Caleb Kane and the Pocket Waffles.
We got it, but we're good
like
to go.
It. I like
the
it.
The new album's came. So you said, wait, we need to let people know. You said that you're working on
an album.
Getting the money together to get the album? Or are you finally going to do this?
I've been getting the money together since 2020, but I think this is my year. I think this is the year that I'm going to have the money to do an
right?
album.
Okay.
Okay.
And then he had
so
a kid.
2025 is
as
the year.
As long as I don't have a kid immediately after I have this next kid, I should be good, guys.
All right.
Maybe.
But I really can't. I really can't tell you. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well,
you know, like we always say, you know what causes that, right?
we've been waiting. We're still waiting.
I'm all still right. learning. We're I learned it a lot.
At this point, he's going to have to name the album Texas Radio 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got a couple more songs picked out for us, yeah, Kevin?
I don't do this one too often anymore.
More true stories. Come on, Caleb.
You want more true stories or you want more decent songs?
Hey, whatever. You,
what? It depends. It depends. You're the one playing it. So. You pick it. You play it.
Song's called Summer.
Can't they be both?
I guess. Summer, thank you. See, good, decent song, not a true story.
That's a great song.
Darn
man,
it.
I like
hate
that.
It when that happens, you know?
That's good. You got one more for us?
I love it when you make stuff up off the cuff, you know what I mean? When you just pick up a guitar and start making up words.
I used to do that for a living, actually. Used to.
Good stuff, Caleb, man.
And then my wife told me, Caleb, just because you do it for a living doesn't mean it makes you money.
Oh.
It just means you're doing it.
I see.
Gotta love how women will point that stuff out to you.
One more? We don't hear it. Is it?
Throw down one more.
You know what I want to hear.
Red. I want to do a Conroe High School. Any Conroe High graduates in the house tonight?
Come on, Conroe.
The class
I'm a Conroe High
over
School
here.
Graduate.
I went there for a long time. I just didn't graduate.
We all wish you would have graduated,
that's
Jimmy.
A long time ago, too, Jimmy.
You hush. You just hush.
Just letting you know.
All right.
Much too young to feel this damn old.
Now, somebody asked me one time, Caleb said, where are you going to be when you graduate high school? I said, oh, about 35.
I went to Conroe High School. A lot of folks there. I rode the cut and shoot bus. A lot of rednecks, a lot of Mexicans. And I wrote a song about their baby, and I called her Rednexican. Tonight we're having quesadillas with deer meat. Mama still ain't told us. Oh man, it's been a couple years. I'm sorry, no, I'm gonna get this. Hold on. I haven't sang this song till last time I hung out with you. Hold on.
So you're saying that the only reason why you ever did this song is because we were there? Oh, you cut and shoot boys?
Quite possibly. Tonight we're having quesadillas with deer meat. And when we go on trips, we're fitting 7 in the back seat. I'm just a country boy doing what I can. But you don't know what to expect from a rednexican. Yes, I'm a rednexican. Yes, I'm a rednexican. And now we're having enchiladas, but they're chicken fried. And mama still won't tell us what critter she got inside. When I ain't wearing boots, I'm wearing socks and sandals. And next to all my deer heads, you'll find Guadalupe candles. I'm a rednexican. Yes, I'm a rednexican. Drive a jacked up F-250 with my last name on the back, in a four-wheel drive El Camino with 5-foot stacks. Yes, I'm proud to be a part of the U.S. of A. I hail from the Lone Star State, wouldn't have it any other way. My mama's from south of the border. My daddy's a Texas man. Put it all together, you know what I am.
Cause I'm a redneck again. I got my name on the back of my truck. Cause I'm a redneck again. I shoot deer and I also shoot duck. I'm a redneck again. I play soccer and football. I'm a redneck again. Always running from the law. Come on, come on. Rednecks again.
All right, Caleb. I thank you very much for doing that song.
I do it for you, and brother.
I know you do. I do. Because your face turns red. Your face turns red every time I ask you to sing that song.
Make these cut and short, you know, boys, cut and shoot boys happy right here.
You know? I mean, I live in cut and shoot. I still live in cut and shoot. So, I mean, I've been to those guys' houses.
I'm about a mile and a half away now.
It is next door to him. Come on. Like, but it's all good.
I mean, I have seen all of that. Everything.
Fred, he lives in Cut and
Fred
Shoot.
Says Fred he lives still lives in Cut and Shoot. Shoot.
So, borderline of security, so it's I'm really only part back redneck. There, you know?
I'm only part redneck, so.
That was incredible, though.
Good job, Caleb. That's Caleb Helsher.
Caleb Helsher and Fred McIntosh.
And Fred Mack.
Freddie Mac.
That's Caleb and the Pocket Waffles.
What's it? Caleb and the Pocket Waffles.
We're going to make up new names for Caleb. We're going to have memes come out next week. Texas Radio 1 memes for Caleb Helsher.
We got to market that stuff.
We can
really
make
good.
Texas Radio 1 decals.
Caleb Helsher.
That's it.
Yeah.
Get stickers awesome. Made. Yeah.
All right, so we got Troubadour Trivia coming up right now. So get your phones ready.
Now.
Get your phone. Kelly's excited.
It's the same phone number, folks.
Make sure y'all remember the number.
M-I-A.
A couple of burning flowers is what I brought to you. I saw you through a broken window. There was a different point of view. You had signs of depression from a long line of sin in your face. Tells a story about the places you have been. I love you so. That you should know. And then money while it's flowing, as you take my head past the creek down by the holler, through your daddy's land. No, I could buy you a diamond, but I cannot change the world. Got no money, you'll never be my girl. But you should know. Yeah, and I love you so. Thank you. 55, just dancing for your dollar, trying to stay alive. And you feed your addiction with your crystal meth. I saw you laughing through the tears, these lonely days alone, it was a though you should know. Yeah, and I love you so. Though you should know. Till next time, y'all drive fast, take chances, get them safe, and God bless. My name is Texas Radio 1. They are Caleb Kane in the Pocket Waffles. Freddie Mac. No.
Pocket Waffle Radio.
Thank you.